Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. That's right, Marita Driscoll, aka the tax nerd, is in to talk about everything. Income tax, property tax, the budget, where your money is going, and how do you make sure you're not paying too much of it. The tax nerd, Marita, is here. Hello.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you back on the show, Mairead. A lot of people are very keen to save some money at the moment, and there are places where we can save it, isn't that right?
Absolutely. There are lots of places we can save it, lots of tax reliefs to claim that aren't being claimed, as I think you mentioned earlier. So yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about that, because the working from home one is definitely one that we heard alarming statistics that of the amount of people who are eligible to claim the working from home allowance, only about 10% are claiming it. So who can, and what is it, and how do you do it?
So working from home relief. So if you are working from home, surprise, surprise, you can claim this working from home relief. Now, it's only if your employer isn't giving you an allowance. If your employer is giving you an allowance towards your expenses, you can't claim it. But I think there aren't a lot of employers doing that. So in that case, you can claim 10% for your light and heat, which is going up to 30% next year, and 30% of the cost of your broadband. So all you need to do is get your bill, your broadband bill, figure out what it is for the year, get your light and heat, figure out what that is for the year, type it into your My Account on Roz. And the only other thing you need to do is type in the number of days you worked from home. And you just need to type it in. You don't need to work it out. Lots of people get bogged down. They're like, oh, how do I calculate it? You don't need to. Roz does that. Once you put in the information, Roz will calculate how much you're due.
And for people who don't know, Mairead, sorry, Roz is ros.ie.
Oh, not a human.
Yes.
Roz, he goes, yeah. I'll sort your tax for you.
Send your tax receipts to Roz Purcell. But it's ros.ie, and you can go in there once you make an account and put in your PPS number and all that. You have a profile, and then you can do all these things from that central hub.
Exactly. And everyone listening now should just do it. People think it's hard. It's really not. You just get your PPS number, your date of birth, set up an account, and then you pop in, and it is actually quite easy to use and easy to navigate around. You just click on the year you want to claim for and file a tax return and put in the information there. It's quite straightforward, to be honest.
A lot of people are wondering about a joint assessment when you get married. Does that make a difference to couples, the way that they're taxed and how much money they can end up with in their pockets?
People get really excited about this one, but unfortunately, it only kind of saves you money where one spouse is earning quite a lot less than the other spouse. So, for example, if you're both in the higher bracket, which is over 36,800 now, if you're both earning over that, then it doesn't make a difference. You don't get any relief. But it would just be if someone was, say, in the higher bracket earning over 36,800 and someone was earning a lot less, maybe one spouse be on part-time or something like that. In that case, then the other spouse can earn up to 44,000 at the lower bracket before they move into the higher bracket. So it kind of only works where either both, one of you is a lot less and is a lot lower than the 35,300.
Okay.
If you're both higher, it doesn't really make a difference. If you're both lower, it doesn't either, unfortunately.
Property tax is something that has been highlighted recently. The bans have been changed and people have to submit a house valuation by the 7th of November. And this is important because it's some of the valuations can be quite random seeming, and they could put a value on your house that's far larger than actually what it is.
Meaning you have to pay more.
Meaning you'd have to pay more if you don't do anything about it.
Okay.
And certainly, like, there was at least 300 grand added to my gaff.
Jeepers.
You know, and that makes a big difference at the end of the year. So unless you go in and correct the band, you could end up paying more.
Yeah, 100%. So this came in 2013 and everyone has been paying the same rate based on that valuation up until now. But now you need to revalue it again to get a new rate for the next 4 years. So that's kind of why it's all being talked about now. So you need to submit that new valuation by the 7th of November, as you said. And if you don't, Revenue are just going to give you a valuation what they think is appropriate. So you're better off just going, and you don't need to get like a professional valuer, but you can just go in, type in your air code into revenue. They've kind of given you a way of assessing it yourself. And it's definitely worth going in and doing, as you said, just to make sure you have the right valuation, because this will apply for the next 4 years.
Yeah. So, also, like, you know, if you, you know, if your neighbors, your neighborhood was lovely and, you know, and a prime piece of, say, Dublin 4 or whatever, but you like let your house go to absolute crap and you'd like your gap is definitely
what
not
are you saying,
worth
Dave?
I'm saying, Dermot, maybe that's why yours is 300,000 less than your neighbours. Is this a little bit unfair, Marie, this whole thing of like people not knowing how to claim things and needing to log on and do revenue? Like, shouldn't it all just be done for us by the government? Shouldn't it just all be fair all the time?
I know. It would be great if they just did it for us. But I suppose the only thing is, you know, I don't think their technology is that far advanced. So, for example, I don't know if you guys work from home. I do. So if they applied to me, how would they know, you know, things like that? So I think, yeah, it would be great if it was done for us. But at the minute, it's not.
Right.
But it isn't that hard. I promise it isn't. And once you do it once, you'll just do the same thing every year. And it really isn't that daunting. Just once you do it the first time, you find your way around, and it's just getting yourself some money as well. So.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Fun job.
We're chatting to Mairead O'Driscoll on Today FM with Dermot and Dave, aka the tax nerd. She's going to stick around and answer some of your questions. So if you have a question for Mairead, 087-4100-102. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll come back with all your questions. 087-4100-102. Anything to do with tax, saving money.
This is real advice from the tax nerd, who you'll find on Instagram as @thetaxnerd_. That's where you'll find Mairead O'Driscoll. Mairead, you're still with us, yes?
I am.
Excellent.
Okay, we've got lots of questions coming in here, so we'll get through as many as we can, so no pressure, all right?
Right, hit me.
So I want to ask you two questions, which is unhelpful, but Ashley in Cork says, I'm self-employed and this year I've had a lot of medical expenses. I was able to get some money back on some services from my health insurance. Can I claim on the remaining amount, and how do I do it? Also, how do I work out mileage to claim fuel and other car-related expenses?
Yes, absolutely. So you can claim for the amount that your insurance doesn't reimburse you. So if you go to the doctor and it's €100 and your health insurance refunds you 60, you can claim the other 40 back. So whether you're self-employed or an employee, you can do that. As self-employed, she'll just include the 40 in her return at the end of the year. And if you are an employee, back to our good friend Roz, Revenue Online, you log in and you put in the amount that you did not get a refund from your health insurance from.
Mm. Okay, that sounds good. And then what about the mileage?
Oh yeah, so self-employed, so she can claim anything that is for the purposes of her business. So she can claim capital allowances on the car, so that's kind of like a depreciation on the car, and she can also claim petrol and stuff that is for the purpose of the business. And obviously any personal, you know, spin down to West Cork, you know, and things like that for leisure, she couldn't claim the petrol on that, but anything for the purpose of her business.
I need to walk to work. Could I claim overpriced rare sneakers as a tax?
Depreciation.
No.
Can you claim mileage if you're self-employed?
No, you can't. You can't claim like mileage, but you just put through the expenses that you have.
Also, the fuel and
if that makes sense.
Appreciation of the car. Yeah, totally. Here's another one. I'm 40. I went through the whole education system, primary, secondary, third level, and tax was never taught in any way to me. I don't even know how to read my payslip. Where can I go to learn at least that much?
Oh my God, follow the tax nerd on Instagram. Genuinely, so many people are the same, and I think it's so important that everyone does understand at least your payslip. Even if you just have a quick look and it looks okay to you, you don't need to understand the ins and outs, but you can have a look on my Instagram. I try to make it more accessible to people and make it easier to understand, or you can pop onto the Revenue website. You know, it can be quite good for some areas, just for a high level if you want to have a quick look. But it is quite straightforward, and everyone should do that.
Someone says, I got into investing earlier this year and I'm somewhat lost in terms of the taxes due. My understanding is that there is €1,270 tax-free and the rest is 33% taxed. Also, the tax for this year is due to be paid next year. It seems I also need to provide records with the tax, and that's where the confusion is really.
Okay, well, I'll stop you there. So no, it's not due next year if you owe any CGT. So in investments, if you dispose of an asset and you make a gain, then you have to pay tax on the gain. He's correct. You can, I don't know if he or she, you can, any gain over 1,270, you have to pay 33% of that. So if you bought an asset for 50 grand and you sold it for 70, that's a gain of 20. So you only pay 32% of the 20 grand. But you must pay it within the year. So if you dispose of the asset between 1 January this year and the end of November, you have to pay the tax by the 15th of December this year.
Gotcha.
So just be aware of that. Yeah. And you don't have to file the tax return until next year. So I think that's why people get confused. But just make sure you check that.
A lot of people buying crypto at the moment, and that seems to be a very grey area. In terms of like, say someone spends, you know, 10 grand on crypto and now it's worth 15. What do they do?
It's the exact same treatment. So revenue haven't updated their legislation to be in line with crypto. So you just treat it as a normal asset. That would be a gain of 5 grand. It's only when you dispose of it or get rid of it
that
you actually realize the gain.
So if the value of your crypto is going up loads and loads and loads, or down and down loads and loads, which crypto tends to do, like, that doesn't matter until you actually sell the crypto, get the actual income back in. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Only when you dispose of it. Yeah.
My son is 15 and has got a part-time job for a midterm. He had to register with Revenue. Will he pay tax? And if so, can he claim this back at the end of the year as his job is only for midterm? That seems a little bit harsh.
Yeah, it does. So, if it's only for midterm, I can't imagine he'll be earning over 16 grand. So, if he does pay tax, he'll be able to claim it back at the end of the year. So he's a tax credit of €3,300. So that will cover any liability he has.
If he's 15 and he can earn 16 grand in 5 working days at midterm, I think he should leave school immediately.
You need to get him on the show.
There's a load of people asking questions about their houses and particularly their parents' houses. So I'll just put in one question, seems to kind of cover most of it. I'm getting my parents' house and I'm curious to find out how it can be handed over without paying the state a ridiculous amount of inheritance tax.
Unfortunately, there isn't much you can do about it. There used to be the dwelling house exemption. That's still there. But if you live in the house for 3 years prior to your parents passing away, then you would get it tax-free. But unfortunately, if you're not doing it like that, anything over $335,000 from your parents will be taxed at 33%. So you have a tax-free limit that you can get from your parents in your lifetime. So that's $335,000. Anything above that will be taxed at 33%, unfortunately, unless you get the dwelling house exemption. Have a look at the conditions, but that would mean living in the house with them 3 years prior to death.
If they hear this, they're never going to move out. They'll just be all sleeping in the house waiting for us to die.
What happens if Ross thinks you've underassessed the value of your property? You were talking about property tax earlier on. What if you go in and you go, my house is definitely 200 grand, and Revenue goes, no, it's not, it's 400 grand.
Well, so if your valuation is reasonable, so if you can back it up, so if you are making a reasonable attempt to value your house, then you shouldn't be that far off. Like if you're a bit under, a bit over, I don't think Revenue care. It doesn't matter. But if you are way off now, like that, like 200 grand off or something like that, then they might question it. So as long as you put a reasonable effort in and have something to show that you valued it correctly, you know, some sort of,
you look at show your rough work. You sound like a math teacher in school. Show your rough work.
It happened to me when this came in first. They were saying, no, it's worth way more. And all I had to do, I had to go to the estate agents and just get houses in my neighborhood that were for sale and show them pictures. And they went, thanks.
That's good.
A lot of people
asking about the working from home allowance. Can you claim it if you are living in your parents' house or if you have kids living in your house who are working from home?
You need to be paying it, right? So if you're paying for it, you can claim it.
Gotcha.
So if I'm in my parents' house and I'm paying them the bills towards it, then I can claim it. You need to show proof of revenue came looking, maybe a screenshot of a Revolut or a bank transfer. But if you're paying for it, you can claim it.
What if you...
It's the deal.
Can you apply retrospectively for work from home incentives, asks Eileen, because her job has changed. So say you were working from home for a large part of COVID. Now your circumstances are different. Can you retrospectively claim that back?
Yes, you can. You can claim for the last 4 years. You can claim for 2020, 2021, 2017. I did that all backwards. 2017 to 2021. You can claim.
Right. Okay. Good to know.
You can claim for it. And that, That's with all your expenses. So if anyone hasn't done that yet for flat rate or medical, log on to Roz and get some money back for yourself.
Mairead O'Driscoll, aka at the tax nerd _ on Instagram. We could talk to you all day, but unfortunately we have to move on and do other things. But thank you so much for chatting to us. Thank you for enlightening us in the world of tax and income tax and property tax allowances and everything. Really appreciate it.
We don't own a tracker mortgages.
I don't either.
Thanks, Mairead.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.